b'siyata d'shmaya. Again, I'm sorry I'm late because there was a paper jam upstairs in the copying machine. I had to go to the other machine across the hall, and if you would all pick up some extra copies. Looks like the attendance is not perfect today, so we'll have enough, maybe even more than enough copies. Sif Yud Aleph. In Hemin, Gavina, Bior Kevas, Kshera, in Yesh, Tam Bosar, Asura, Bimlam Muteris. Al Hamam, and Bior Kevas, Nevela, Trefa, Behemoth, Tmea, also the culture. This is the Pshita, the Rambam, and the Rimigash, in contrast to the two Shitas. One that says that Maimid is not Botel, even Bosar in Cholov, more Machman than the Machaber. And one that says Maimid is always Botel Beshishin, more Megal than the Machaber. So the Machaber is the in between view, as we've spoken about a number of times in the past. And the Rambam explains the Mechaber. Shem the Dover also Biatzma O Mamed Afil Be'elaf Lo Botel. The Davka Shel Hoya Shem Mamed Ache Raka Osir. Avam Hoya Shem Gam Kein Mamed Heter Havizeh Vezeh Gorem Umutur Emikashish Negad Oyser. Oh, it worked out. Good. Give everybody one, please. Give it out to everybody. Should be enough. Looking around. If not, I have some more of you. Okay, so we read Baruch Hashem the Mechaber and the Rambam. Let's now turn to the Shach. Turn to the Shach. Actually, let's start with the Taz. It looks like the Taz came first. Taz. It's good. Very often they say the same thing. When we review it again, it's helpful. Zelama b'mashkosav amorachai tov shalam and gimel. You can look it up if you want. In the back was on the Makaros. Rabbeinu Baruch hitir mitam achad. Estama lohemet kol acholo shebegdera mikeva shekulu asura. Dainu atzolo. Elamana korosh. Remember the Ramov is made by Korosh back in Siftes. Then Regilus Sheyitnu Keva Vikdeo Lahamed Acholav Sheyehe Ma'at Mikeva Krusha. The Gampon Yosem in Akorosh, even the majority. Tavale Zev is Zeh Gorim the Mutter. Midit Havigabe Sa'or. Who said that Zev is Zeh Gorim is Mutter? Everything has to have a source. Do you have enough?
Yeah, just enough.
We'll have some more. If you didn't get one, there's some more here in front. Who said that Zev is Zeh Gorim is Mutter? Who said so? So apparently, as usual, it has to be based upon Talmud Bavli. And the Vilna Gaon, who knew Talmud Bavli by heart, in Sivkot and Laman Al, gives you three sources, not less than three, where it's Mefurish, it's Mutter, Sochem Chavov, Avodazora Memtes, and Tmur Yubes. All three places it says, Zev is a Gorim is Mutter. We'll be discussing momentarily some of the details about this issue. Says the Tax. Umizalaman Ramo Khan, Divyesh Siyuam and Ahete Mutter, Afopi Shev Shahoya Gambi Isal Chukdel Hamid, Tabla Zev is a Gorm. The simple read of the Ramo is, let's say there are two Gormim, but the Isal could have done it by itself. Could have done it by itself. The reality is they had to help it out. Still Mutter. Frek the Hele Gataz, Hakanapi, the Tamali, the Muchach Midiri Abaye Perkal Atlaman, Avodazor Daf Memtes. Lo mikri zev is a gorim, elam ein bi echad mehem levad kedei lechametz. The context over there is saor, sourdough, which makes something turn into chametz, to rise. Who was that pligi rabbelezer rabbanu v'kamel the mutter in the case in which what? In which the isa couldn't do it by itself. Avlam yesh bi isa levad lechametz, lo mahani mashem esi elo aheter. Ve'ete b'chlal zev is a gorim. וכן כל צורה תוסו זה הדין פרק בשת עבוד הזור דף סם החס ובייס אם כן לא יובל כאן חולה והקורש אם לא שהוא באופן שבורר לנו שלא היה בצלול לבד להמיד וכאן נשמע שלא הקפידו רק שיש סיוע מן הקורש ולא הקפידו אם יש בצלול לבד להמיד או לא the Ramos against the Gemara how can the Ramos go against the Gemara this is if you, please take one of these How can Ramah go against the Beferish Gemara? It's impossible. That's the question. You want to understand the question? The simple way the Ramah is that it's a little Isra, a little Heter, it's Nimut, no matter what. No! It should have been a precondition that the Isra in and of itself could not have achieved this Hamara to make the milk of the cheeks. But Tzorach Loma. The Mari, the Mitzamtein, the Biru, Binyan Zed, the Vare Lohoya, the Isra, the Chod, the Kedel Ham. The Hocha B'mayaskinon, but the Isra couldn't have done it itself. Wow. Here we are, Mordechai Tzarachim. The Mashakosav div ain be Isra l'chud l'chametz mutter l'chul yam. It's not true. Fellow Bezeb, Pligir, Ablazer, Abonin, Adaf Memtes. Bezeik, Ezeb, Ezegorim. It's tzorach. Lo amad lo amav kuli alma rak la rabbanu Rav Shimon l'chud v'lo Rav Elazar rabbanu. Okay, give a technical test. So the Taz basically caved in. Said there's no answer to this question. You have to reinterpret the Ramah to mean it's only mutter in a case in which, chazer again, the Isser in and of itself could not have achieved making this milk into cheese. Not the simple read, not the simple read of the Mechaber, of the Ramah. But what are you going to do? We have no choice, Rabbi. We have no choice. Okay, with me so far? We read the Sefer. We like to read Taz and Shach. Again, it's important to get used to reading these classical Svarim on the Shulchan Aruch. Let's now return to the Shach. We'll do start with Sifkot and Lamed Aleph, which is a separate inyan. Yesh bo tam bosa. What the Mechaber said, like the Rambam and the Rimigash, if there's meat and milk, not Easter and Heter, there's no din of davar amaymit, depends upon tam. Kloma, she'ein begvina shishim neged ha'or. Ha'mechaber ozol etameh, the sphere that the command reishis him in tzadi chesif alf, the samchinan atimas akum. We're going to be discussing this down the road. But you can rely upon a guy to taste it or not to taste it. L'chein kosav stam im yesh bo tam bosim. Avol anan kaimalon lo samchinan ha'idna atimas akum. We don't rely on a guy anymore. Ukimash kosav rabba goshan tzadi ches. Hilkoch, olam esharin b'shishim. V'hayna the kosav rabba go here, lishna d'ika shishim. You notice? The Mechaber started talking about tam, and the Ramah was subtly changed it, the end, d'ika shishim. The Mechaber never said shishim, he said tam. Mechaber l'shitos on tzadi ches, you learn from the goy. Ramah doesn't, has to be bottled b'shishim. It's a very nice aura from the shach, poshup shach. Any questions so far? Now we come to the bit more complicated. Lamed hey, havel amavid bo kevas nevela. Hachilik was there kosra poske. The or kevas ksheira miachashu mutu b'fnei atzmo v'les fei Israel b'shem chiburo im agvina kol emas lo yov tam ala bosa b'cholov. Ela hay b'ape koi b'hay b'ape koi. We saw that in Iran. Havel or nevela v'chayotzi bo she'osu mi'atzmo kevashu mavid on the roll and kilu yisabet. Fine. Umarshal posak tafilo amamet barokemus nevela batal b'shishim. That's the lenient view, Rabbi Osai. That's oh, he passed the amamet always batal b'shishim. There's also a strict view. Even if you're amamet with baser, it's not batal. We have the middle view. So far, again, so good. Now the shach takes on the problem that the Taz took on, but zevas ago. Nearest is the shach and sifkot lamed ba. The davka k'she'ein or isur yochol hamet levada v'lo ahet. Im lo sheyisayenu haheter l'chulei ama muter. Chulei ama means as we saw in the Taz of Shimon and Tanakam. Called Tosav Rezor Samaches. Same as the Taz. Miu yesh l'chalik. Now the Shach is trying to defend the Ramah kipshuto. It's muter as long as there is a zev as a goreim, even if the Easter itself could do it by itself against the Mefurash Gemara. The answer is the Mefurash Gemara is talking about sourdough making dough rise. The Ramah is talking about rennet making the milk turn into cheese. Not identical. Why not? Yesh l'chal. The kedei l'hachmit shani. Why? Look at this now. The havi no sein tam mamish kedei isa b'shas chulin perek in anosha. Tzadi testament base. Aber pshat dir ya monachai lo mashminen lechalek lekach. We'll see these sources in a minute. V'yod, the yin kain lo hoya tzorok l'sayim avalam ein v'yisa levado kedei lahachmitz in lo shiyas eno aheta l'chul yama mutter to avohocha b'lavochi mutter. Because we're discussing something not the same as machmitz. Tzorok iyo ledina, maybe the Ramah is right kipshuto, and then we have to read the Ramah where the Taz read the Ramah. That's the Tashach is Mesupak about this question. Okay, that's a very legitimate question, and it's not clear what the answer is to any of this. Fine. So Rabosa, is any questions so far? The Taz said you have to read the Ramah and not Ketshuto, that there wasn't enough in the Issa to make it be Ma'amid. And the Shach is trying to distinguish between Mechamet on one end, where we have to make sure there's not enough in the Issa to cause Chimutz, and making milk into cheese, we can be more make. Instead of reading the sources in the Gemara we show, which he tells you, look inside the Testament base and the Mordechai Tashlag, I want to discuss with you this concept from the perspective of the Bari HaShulchan. It worked so well, we copied last Sunday, so I want to, this Sunday, I want to do it again. Worked once, do it again. So what I did was I copied you the very last page of the Bari HaShulchan in the Simen Pei Zayin, which is page Mem and Mem Aleph. But I have to begin, I'm sorry, a little bit on page Lamed Tes, just to give you a little bit of more of a background before you approach what you have in front of you. So at least one time it at least has a Bari HaShulchan, maybe two. You can open up to the previous page, and we'll read a little bit together. So the question is as follows. Let's read the Mechaber. Im hemid gvina b'or kevas ksheira. Okay, very nice. What do you do? You had the skin of the stomach, and you put it into the milk. Okay? Put it into the milk. And you makes cheese. Rennet makes cheese. How long was it there? So the Bari HaShulchan Kuf Mem Aleph says, some say, even if it was not there for 24 hours. Normally, Rabosai, you require how much for kavush? Come on, we discussed this. 24 hours. Here it's different. Sheha'or chazaku. This is not stam a substance. I don't know, I'll take a piece of meat, tray for meat, and I'll put it in water. For 24 hours, the water doesn't absorb anything. Here, it's not just plain meat. It's that rennet packed, enzyme filled skin of the stomach. That can achieve transfer of taste and water in much less than 24 hours. How do you know? He says, Agav chosko bina lamecha sholach im tgami tam tocha cholof, even less than 24 hours. That's what some suggest. He quotes two opinions on this very important point. Fine, that's point number one. Point number one. Good. Good. Fine. Good. Now, I'd like you to start with the biurim. The biurim, and in front of you, page man picks up in the middle of a paragraph. I'm going to read the beginning of the paragraph, which you don't have, except the two chevra who have the original, and you'll have to pay with just a few lines before it starts. Im hamid. So he said he refers to what he said in Kuf Mem Aleph from the Sefer Yad Yehuda, even less than 24 hours, it's very possible that it gives take to its enzyme packed. Okay? And he says it's simple read of the Shulchan Aruch this way. Doesn't say 24 hours over here. And he wants to be a fascinating writer. A fascinating writer on both sides. What's the source for this thing? It's a Mishnah. Rabosai, we saw the Mishnah. Kuf Tezayin Amanalf, a Mefurish Mishnah. Okay? Good. Rabosai, he quotes over here in the last three lines, which you don't have, is a unique opinion of Rashi. Rashi says that the entire din of Kovash Kimavushal, that's found in Shas, is limited to a case of tzir or chometz. It's soaked in either brine or vinegar. If it's soaked in water, milk, juice, nothing happens. Frek the Beurim, holy Rashi HaKadosh, how will he explain our Mishnah? What did our Mishnah say? Take a look over here, you have it now, the Das Rashi. The Mishnah speaks about kovush in milk. Milk is not a sharp substance. Milk is like water. According to Rashi, the only kovush can be mushed if it's in brine or vinegar. El al-karach, look inside. El al-karach, top line. The ha'ach ha'shayni, the agav chosko, the ha'or, the ina lamecha, shenif latgam mitamo, the socha cholov. Although Rashi normally says there cannot be any din of kavush unless it's brine or vinegar, here by definition it's an exception. Why is it an exception? Because it's a enzyme packed skin that's in it, which creates even in milk a what we call a kavush kavushel. That being the case, this is an exception to the rule. Presumably you would not need 24 hours. Fantastic. Let's go further than that. I know Biad Yehuda. The Maisi Kushita Bikivegakan, Basif Yud. But Rabbo said, why should we rely on him? Open your regular Shulchan Aruch and see your Bikivega. So if you love that, we always like to see things in the original we have in front of us. Kivega and Sif Yud. Kivega and Sif Yud. Here it says, V'kavush. The Shachat Sif Kotten Lamed. We spoke about it last week. It's Kavush into Rabbonim. And he has died into the Bikivega. Gam Zayin Amuchrach. The Eshloma Hocha Samchin and Lahoga Batsir of Tasa Sovim. The Gam Tzol Havi Pirsha. That's the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. For the Chor Yesh Raya Din in the Shach. The Boss of the Chol of the Rabbonim. Lo Mikri Yisun Akwas Atzvel. Then you're Mamed. This is the Shach that we saw last week. What's his proof? Be'ahi Dina the Nesamuch Sifyun Aleph. What's Sifyun Aleph? We just learned Sifyun Aleph together today. The Yinkshe. The name of the Ha'or Hakeva Nas and the Velo Me'acholov Biachakach Yeser Agvina Midin Mamid. Whoa. Chaticha Nas and the Velo. What do we say over here? We said over here, if you have an Or Keva of a Kosher Behema, so there's no problem of Mamid. Frekla B'kiveg, why no problem of Mamid? The Or is submerged in milk. The milk will get transferred, the taste of the milk, into the Or. The Or will now become Bosa B'chol, Chaticha Nas in the Vela. And now it's if you're Mamid. But the Vela Mamish! Whoever agrees, it's Usher. Must be, Sir B'kiveger, that since the skin only absorbed the taste of milk in Kavush, not in the fire, there's no Din Chaticha Nas in the Vela. What a fascinating proof of Rabbi Kiveg. Okay, you saw it inside in the original. Now we go back to the Bari HaShulchan and see what he says. I'll read from your copy that we have over here. Ma'isi Kushter Rabbi Kiveg Akan B'sif Yud the Lama Mutter Im Ein Ho'or Nosin Tam B'chol. Why? For Ya'chol of Nosin Tam B'or V'nes Ha'or V'shuv Yeser Es Ha'chol of B'mashu Kedin Isra Mamed. Does Mamet bin Avela? That's Kasha number one. O Rikshe Rikivege Vesiv Zeh. Mashakos of Ashach. Let's not trust him again. Let's look inside. Let's look inside Rikivege and Awasif. And Awasif. The Shach said in Tzivkot and Lamedalid, if you recall, that the Bechava relies upon taste. Ramah requires Shishi. Lechora Kosher Rikivege. The name of the Nichnas Cholov Ba'or HaKeva V'Nas and Avela, same as he asked the question in the previous sif. V'Chakach Yotze HaCholov HaIsr V'Ave Min B'Mino. Oh boy. Now the milk itself it has a status of Mamin. You can't taste Min B'Mino. K'mod L'Kamon Tzadi Beis V'Lo Kodem V'Silko. So therefore, what? We should say that the milk was nasa nevela, and now it asks b'shishin. So it's impossible to rely on the goy's tasting it. Not that the goy is not reliable. The goy will say, I swear on a stack of Bibles, I don't taste any meat. Doesn't help, because the milk itself is nasa nevela. You can't taste milk and milk. What a great kash. Ula hataz the kamon, da mechaber svirle. The boss of Bechol of the Rabbanon. Lo Amrina, Nasa Nevela, Nicha, Nicha. What does that mean? The task is later on in Simon Tzadi, when there was a Chaticha Nasa Nevela, boss of Bechol of the Raisa. Here it's only Kovash, the Rabbanon. Ulfi Ma, Ulfi Zeh, Masha Kosa Vashach, Avalanan, Kaimalon. we pass like the Ramah. So what? You need shisha no matter what? But la'avachi, even without that Ramah and Tzadiches, l'didan timo lomani, we won't help. Why? Why? By the pasuk of Ramah, v'sim and Tzadi, sif aleph, the gambasa, v'chol the Rabbanon, I mean the nasa nevela. So the Shach didn't have to say that we don't rely on the guy's tasting because we never rely on the guy's tasting, sim and Tzadiches. You don't have to go that far. In Simon Tzadi, the Ramah himself paskins that you do say Chaticha Nasa Nevela by Bosa Becholov, the Rabbanon, against the Taz. So for that reason alone, you can't rely on the Kfela because it's Min Bimino. Adkan, the two Gvaldige Chidushim of Rabbi Kivag. One in Sifyud, one in Sifyud Al. Come, now we go back, everyone back to the sheets. With me? Orich Rabbi Kivag, Vesiv Zeh. Because of a shach, the das of a chab and nose, the knock of the tomb of chol. For kosher, the chol of nichas laor, nesar, mishu yotzim and a chol of, hahu, the oser, shar a chol of, kidin mimimino, the boy shishim, you can't taste it. Because of a yad biyad Yehuda, the tarets base kushis elu, or a mekib eger, hanal, meru dike tarets, al pi anap, the mairi hocha bepochos mishir kivisho. It's less than 24 hours. So there is no taste. Viraka cholavu de bola mina or agav chosko de hor canal. Aval ha or lo bola klume ha cholav. Velo nesar or. What an amazing terrence. It's less than 24 hours. Vidafka. So therefore, yes, it goes in one direction. The it goes from the or, which is very sharp, into the milk, but from the milk it can't get into the skin in less than 24 hours. So the skin is not nasa nevela. The skin is not nasa nevela. Both kashrut and kivega are answered. Mwah, mwah. Hope you're able to appreciate this. Have to look at it. Have to see, think about it about five times to figure out. Figure out what kivega said. Have to figure out how he answered the kivega's kasha. I want you to have it inside to see the beauty of Torah. Mamish, you do a dance. The beauty of Rabbi kivega. And the beauty of the Ad Yehuda, and then he quotes it. Ah, fantastic. This is what I wanted to show you in the Biurim, which begins with the word Im, which is the source of the previous page, which you don't have in front of you, but I thought it would be very important for you to see the end of it. Very, very important to see the godless of the Torah HaKadosh. But once we're here in the Biurim, I think it's worthwhile seeing some more of what he has to say. Let's first begin in Bali Ashulchan, Kuf Mem Vov. Right in front of us on the same page, page Mem. What did it say in the Mechaber? If it's the veil or tray for the Tamea, also the Kolshu. Why? Shadavar Amabin and a bottle canal. V'yesh Shekosav. Shadas Atur B'din Zeh, we discussed on Thursday. Who? Shadavar Amabin lo bottle ben Atorah. Amal Havi Achron and Posku. So hard the davar amayim lo bottle midrabbanu v'hochi naktinan. How do you like that? The Bali Ashulchan is known to be a machmir, but here he's making halacha lemaisa. He says that davar amayim lo bottle the dinderabbanu be big enough kavinas, which we shall see. Well, the ficha kol safek sheyivolin b'din ze nirdu lekula k'din safek derabbanu. This is a big break we caught here from the Bali Ashulchan. This is a great break. He quotes many, many posts. He will say it's the Rabbanon. And therefore, he wants to rely on this halacha lemaisa. Very important, as we shall see as we go along. Fine. As we go along. So now we have the Ramah. And the Ramah says, Zev is a Gorim. We spoke about it. But he says, the Biurim is very important. Biurim Vedavka. He's looking at Vedavka. It's the third wide line over here. Look together. Ubefnim eveinu das aposkin lahachmir kishayesh beisur levado kde lahamir acholav. That's the tas. Even the shach is misup. The host of zat tzemach b'tzemach tzedek. The ledei azos. Interesting chiddush. Afilu hu amar acholav b'mehiris yoser. Aydeshin it starif elav aheter hamamid. B'chol zos lo choshev kizev zagorim v'yosim. You know what's going on? It's true the Issa could do it by itself. Issa could do it by itself in 2 hours. You put it the head and out, did it in 1 hour. I would have said, the Issa couldn't do it by itself in 1 hour. doesn't make a difference. It would have done it in 2 hours. It's also anyway. Chiddush of the Tzemach Tzedek. A chiddush. This reminds me of Rav Moshe's tshuva. Rav Moshe's the following tshuva. May you eat soft cheese, cream cheese, cottage cheese, which is made by a goy. We will get to down the road. We're supposed to get the Siman Kuf Tezvov, Easter of Gvinas Akum. Why is Gvinas Akum, sir? We saw the sugya. Because Imame Be'or Kevas Nevela. You cannot make milk into hard cheese without rennet or the equivalent. This won't happen. You leave it down. You leave it. Just leave it there for a day. It won't happen. You need rennet. Says Rav Moshe, if you leave milk, just leave it for long enough with no rennet, what's it going to turn into?
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese. Therefore, he says, cottage cheese is mutter. They put in rennet. He says, zevazagorin. Not only is it zevazagorin, Moshe writes, the time factor could have done it by itself, and the rennet without time can't do it. Interesting revelation. Time is a separate factor. Rennet, in instant time, won't make the milk into cheese, the cottage cheese. Time without rennet will make the milk into cottage cheese. So for carrot, it's a zeyochel v'zeyneyochel. The time can do it by itself, and the rennet can't. Oh, so it's even better than zevazagorin. Writes Rav Moshe. This reminds you of this about the time over here. Yeah, sorry.
Why do we incorporate the first half sounds very good, but the second half saying you need time with the rennet. That's always the case. Things don't happen instantaneously.
Okay. So Rav Moshe saying
the rennet clearly assists. Otherwise,
clearly, the rennet obviously made it go faster, and Rav Moshe ignores that. So too over here, where the heter makes it go faster, the tzemach tzedek ignores that. So we ignore it in both directions. That's why it reminded me of Rav Moshe. Yes?
But by other cheeses like cream cheese and...
No, cream cheese also can happen by itself. Only hard cheese. Hard cheese can't happen by itself.
Oh, so Rav Moshe's true.
Rav Moshe's mekel, cottage cheese, cream cheese, all this, what we call soft cheeses. Okay. Soft cheese which can happen by itself is mekel. That is no way to be in a sack. Otherwise, you can give hashgacha to whatever they break stones. I don't want to make any commercials over here. Whatever brand they make. OU, it says. I'm going to OU, it's Gvina Zakum. No, it's soft cheese, no Gvina Zakum. It's very much Chiddush. Not everyone agrees. Okay. Fine. Let us now go a little bit further over here in this Biur. Let's go slow. I have a Pri Chodosh. Shekosa. Shafilu imhemid, listen carefully. Imhemid chile bedover hete. V'nasa gavina? Great. What could be better? V'shuv ireba meo iser. What's going on? Kevin should be yodo la'amido ilu lo humar kvar de heter nami yoser.
Whoa.
This is a killer here in the Pre-Kodesh. What did he say? I made the milk that started becoming cheese with heter. Now I put in iser. Wow, it really does a great job in completing the Hamada process. Because over here, it is prohibited. It is prohibited. How do you know? Ken mashna mi mishna de orla perg beiz mishna tes. Quoted by Avodah Zarah, Samech Esamena. What happens over there? So or shel chulin shenafel atof ha'isa. You had enough sourdough of chulin falls into the dough. V'yesh v'kodeh l'hachme, it's enough to make it into rise. V'chmitza, great. Started to rise. V'chakach nafal sor shel truma o sor shel klai ha'kerem. V'yesh v'kodeh l'hachme, Osir, Adka. Exactly this case. He had enough with Heter at the beginning, and it started to rise, and then new stuff came in, and it could create the Hachmatza, the rising by itself. It's Osir. Here too, over here, it's the Pri Chodesh. You start with some rennet of Heter. And then you throw in rennet of iser, even though the rennet had to start, it could have done it by itself. The rennet gets done by itself, it's also mefurash and gemara, and mishnah, and arla, and gemara, and zara. This is assuming that the comparison is intact between what and what, Rebosai. Making milk into cheese, and making dough rice. Omnam biyad Yehuda hikshalzeh. Demasvora yesh tesam idin maimed b'cholam shumat kvar. V'nasa kvar gvina. It's ridiculous. Once it was already made into cheese, so cheese is cheese is cheese. We can make it more cheesy. It's irrelevant, more hard. It doesn't matter. Hasan the Mechametz shiny. Why? To call Shenosin Yosef or Mechametz Yosef, who Paul or Isa Pu'ula Shochimut, Avopish and Ischamtu Kvar Isa. End quote. He's saying over here, Rabotai, that when it comes to, you know, I'm not an expert in baking, and they use the word chimuts as being used to make it to rise. Does this rise more, I guess, I'm not sure if rise is even the right word. Leavening is probably the more accurate word. We'll call it rising until we see the leavening. It can go more and more and more and more. When it comes to milk and cheese, once it passes a certain level, and the milk is called cheese, so, can I borrow an expression? Ein es chalisa. Ein hamada chal hamada. It already was past the hamada threshold. So, when it comes to chimus, there's no threshold. It keeps going up, up, and up, and up. Here, there's one line. After that line, it's different. So says the Yad Yehuda. Fascinating. Now, let's go for it. Vihine. That's going to be very important. Be'ikur das ha'poskim anah. To kol shi'esh b'isal levadah k'deh lehabit osur. Against the simple reading of the Ramah. Vochichu kein from Tosa v'razoros ha'machinim l'chametz. To kol shi'esh b'isal k'deh lehametz. Lo shaykh v'hadi plukta. Next page. The Zemezagorim. Ad kan d'vreya. Ayin b'tzemech tzedek u'v'yad yudah shakosu l'chalik b'zeh. U'me'ein achilu kanal shi'yad yudah. Listen to this. We saw the shock when he said there's a possible difference. That's what he had explained it so beautifully. Let's look together. Line 2. The Melchametz, Mikevon, Sheshaya, Chimutz, Achachimutz, and keep going. The Yesh, Pisa, Levado, Kedel, Achmetz, Imkain, look at this modern Hebrew. Yesh, Lizkov, Chimutz, Sholem, Al Cheshbono, Shaloisu. That's a modern expression of a call. You can attribute the entire Chimutz process to the Cheshman, to the ingredient of chimas of Yisrael. Ash'en came b'hodi dan. The lo shayach hamar achar hamoda, as we saw before in Yad Yehuda. Kol shem idu b'yachad, av sheyesh b'yisrael levado, k'ne lehamid, en linskov kol hamoda al cheshbona shal Yisrael, el hamoda mishu tepesi, family zem as a gore v'shari. Very nuanced and subtle svar over here. If you just keep going, going, and going, so you say, look, the Yisr can do it by itself, attribute it all to the Yisr. But if, no, there's a certain line, can't go past that line, you have to attribute it to both factors equally. So be Zev Zagar. Interesting, you got to think about it a lot. I'm not sure what he means exactly. Yes?
That's true, then why is the Yad Yehuda right? If that's true, the fact that it would make it go quicker, it would also be both of them causing it, why would it be any different?
Good question, I don't know. Brackets. Uviyad Yehuda Kosov, the Adrabba, Afilu Lamandoma Zevazagorim Osur, Hokashori. Why? The Dafka Bishkishain Beheta Levad, Kedela Hamid Belisiua Isur, Sovachad Mandiomar, the Osur, Kavan Sho Isur Havinami Gorim, Dibul Adalo Hoya Ome, Amabhodi Dan, Shain Torgli Isur Klal, Lo Shayach Loma Shepula So Isur. Nikaris Bigvino. Vishar the Khulam Khagam. That's he took it a step further. That's where Rav Cohen writes, Eitz Rosal Khuver. That's the wedding with overkill. Fine. Nonetheless, despite the Yad Yehuda, beautiful spirits and Avtzedek, Lidina Nira Lahmi Bazet, Afidavar Hamamid, as he wrote, the Mikra shall hefsin Maruba. Maybe it can be Makel, but Sir Ravidatam, who says that Mamma doesn't exist at all, as we saw earlier. And the Marshal passed like him, as we mentioned before, the Shah quotes it. So there's a tzirif of that svarah with this svarah, and the Shah Satchak Godol, he wants to be made. Fascinating. Now we have one more out of Yashulchan, more biurim rather, before we conclude our delicious read in this beautiful page. It was worth waiting, despite the paper jam, to get this piece of paper out. And for those who are not here, make some extra copies and give it to them tomorrow in Bismarck. Have zeve zegoreim umut. Uve sefer darke tshuva. You ever been sefer darke tshuva? You ever been sefer? A critical sefer. It was written by the Munkacher Rebbe. I kid you not. The Munkach Rebbe 100 years ago wrote a sefer called Dark and Tshuva on Yoreh Deh. It's a classic sefer. It's a leak of tshuvas, and it's printed in a separate sefer. We have it downstairs. With sefer Dark and Tshuva, Maisi Alzeh Divri Haran Rabbeinu Zoram and Testament Aleph. What did he say? The after Kaimalon the Zeva Zegor and Mutter Hani Mili Bidi Evan Avalachatchila Usser. Why? Tavik Yibit Lis Lachatchila. End quote. Psh. Mevat Lis Lachatchila. Mevat Lis Lachatchila. So therefore, you can't say, well, throw in Yisra, throw in Het, Tavik Mut Lachatchila. You can't do that. Bit Lachatchila. Mani is 90. Ain't Sorech Lidivri Haran Bin Yaneinu. You don't need the Ram. Why? To behodi dan lo sagi behet terah dezeva zegar mechud. To kisha iser no saint tam lo mahani hak dezeva zegar mahatu. Can the same ramah? We now in shishim can agar iser. Behind the timer, mishum. Dezeva zegar mahani rakl inyan shelo yester adei pulas haamada, which is b'mashu. Kevin shegar haamada lohoya. She came and she grabbed haamada lohoya adei iser levad. Fine. Avodal mehocha pulas avoda. Forget about avoda. Hodis arev nami becholav mi plekas avoser. As we said before. Vial zehu debin and shishin. Vim kain. Afili ezem ezegore mutalachatchila. Hani mili. Against Iran. Hani mili bechagon ahid and nota behivrich behirkim to mesecht avoda zarasham. What does that mean? You have a tree which is avoda zaratree. You take a sapling from here and a sapling from there and a seed from here and a seed from there. Because there, lonis arev or Easter atzam besocha heter. What happens? Take a seed here and a seed there. All the seeds get totally eliminated in the ground. That kind of shvaruch is miracle. That comes a new tree. There is nothing of the original seed in the new tree. Certainly not in the new fruits. Nothing. There is no Tarovis as such. It's only an Easter of Maimon. So there, Abosai, there we say, that is a discussion. The Ran is Mechadesh, a Chiddush. That Zev is a Gorm is also the Chathil. Fine. But in our case, I don't need the Ran. There is some actual mixture of Easter in the Heter. It's going to be not a Chathil because I'm buying this a Chathil. Forget about Zev is a Gorm. Again, let's finish up these last two lines. Ava behodi dan, the last two lines. In this Arab Mer Yisra, Atzma, Pesoka, Heter, Ubin, Le Betule, Hav Le Kechol, Sharpit, Lister, Dosa, Le Chathila. And therefore, the Badaket Shuvah is wrong. Badaket Shuvah says it in the last line over here, Lahatya B'diyevet, Afilu Im Hamido B'Yisra B'Mezit, Ayin Shom B'Tov. When it comes to Mevadis, Le Chathila, it says in Simon Tzadi Tes, if you did it B'Mezit, it's even they made a knas, it's not bottled even by the end. So the Dakei Tshuva wanted to suggest a certain leniency in this particular case. It's only a Zev as a Gorim, which is different. No! No, Dakei Tshuva! It's only Zev as a Gorim in the Ran's case and Avodah Zarah. Here it's a literal case of Bidlis Al-Khila as well. So therefore, any leniency you had is incorrect. Again, quickly, look it up yourself if you have a chance. The beautiful word of the Sefer, the Urim of the Bari HaShulchan. So that was the first thing of today's shir, just reading through the Shach, the Ramah, the Sifrei Alef, Shach, Taz, Rebbe Kiveger, and the beautiful Bari HaShulchan, the Urim. Any questions before we start part two of today's shir? Just review a few times, but it's, you see it's Mamash Gevaldik, Meirik. And again, we have some extra copies. I'll try to give out to those who for some reason couldn't make it. I told you already that one of my other favorites for this year is a sefer called the Megillas Sefer. Right? Well, I decided to get to see this too. This could be a sampling. So I made copies of Megillah, one page, only one page. If everyone, who's going to give them out? The Megillas Sefer is again a classic in its own time. The Mechaber is a Shlita. As is the Bari HaShulchan. Two shlitas. He said, you know, most svarim in the author's lifetime, you don't sell so many copies. I don't think Megillah Sefer sold half as many copies as the Bari HaShulchan, but still, the Mechaber is a ish going with tzaddik, I wanted to read, be ready to share some of his Torah in the past. I picked one page to see some of his delicious Torah. I have plenty more copies. Leave it up, some for those who are not here today. We're going to read together what he calls over here, Os Yud Beis. I think there's so much brilliance in here, and we have to see it to understand it together inside. Kosav Rambam Sif Yud, B'shem Shiboli Aleket, She'or HaKeva Shemiyabshin also, V'nasa Ke'etz, U'memalam also, Cholov Mutter. V'me'acha V'nis Yabesh, Havi Ke'etz B'almo, V'eino V'achlukas Bosu. Everyone with me so far? We saw this, this is Chazara. Thank you. From the Shia we saw on Thursday. Fine? V'ashach Kosav. To Adin Shar B'nei Me'ayim Shemiyabshin also, Machinasu Ke'etz, Not Dafka the Ora Keva. The Shach as well. The Shach of B'nai Ma'am as well. Vasim Stei Da'as Kosa, that's the Prima Godin. Shadvosa Yavesh Ke'etz Ose. Vachron and Mesigal, remember I borrowed your Shulchan Aruch last week? This is exactly what we saw. Shulchan Aruch, Chosav HaShach, Sim Kuf Yudal, Sim Kod Chavalev, Lahatir HaKarkom, Shema'arvin bo chutei basar b'shum shem yuveshim keitz v'ein bohem iser. So they say that Prima Godin was wrong. It's against the Ofen Hashach Kuf Yudal. Uvebir ahetna shem nesyabesh v'keitz nechleku achronu u'kidu l'kama. We discussed a little bit last week, but I want to read it to you from his vantage point, with the Megillah say. Let's read together. Hanoda b'Yehuda b'simen chavov hevi medivi haramba Perik Aleph Me'avas HaTuma Halacha Yud Gimel Shebsar Nevela Shenis Yavesh Ad She'eno Roar L'Achilas Kelev Shuv Eina Matam Perik Beis V'Tumas Ochlin Halacha Yud Ches Kosa V'chol Ochel Shenitma V'achat Shenitma Yavesh Kecheres Harei Zeto V'ucha Mikol Zeh Shayedei Shenis Yavesh Ad She'ein Bo Shum L'Achluchis Poka mimenu shame basar v'ochel legabe tumah. It's not called basar, it's not called loch. The gam legabe yisurin. Im hoya al basar shame yisur. Poka mimenu yisura. Shai. Often the Rambam is a little sabas at tumas and tumas over. A pizza cost of another Yehuda lahatir. Mashayu ha'umnim manichim besoch ha'mashke. Shalfuchil shaldak tome. Lahatzles ha'mashke. They made it somehow more clear, more liquid. Holy Yavesha Gates. Yav Pisha Shah Kotkan Basif Kotnana Gimel Kosa. Then Askan Khathilo, yeah. Kosa another Behuda. The high nevisham the Yesha Sovrim. The aim Lilo Islami Tumma. You got a Tumma Chazal Hekelu Yoser. From the Fushi Tumma Mafshin. We don't want to make things more tumma. We don't like it. V'zu svara d'rabbonam. V'hashach choshash l'zeh. Rak ishayachol lomo. Nidei isa Torah. Uchagom. Be'or hakeva. Shememalen also b'cholof. V'ein shishim kenegdo, rabosai. When there's no shishim, there's a possibility of a d'oraisa. V'yavashal asad v'egavina. Yavar the Yisur Doraisa. Al b'shalfuchel shal da'ak tome. Sheminichin b'mashke. V'yei shishim k'negdo. V'yei k'en ele chashash d'rabonan shal bitlis l'chathila. B'ze ein lahachmir. V'yei shlilbo Yisur mitumma. Where else do we find the story? So last week, Rabbi Kivega, quote about Pesach Tshuva. And he quotes it. Gam b'shut Rabbi Kivega, Sibin Reish Zayin, Kosov l'hokil. K'sheyei shishim b'chol of negad or. ולדעתו, השח, איך הוא נחתחילה, שמשכו שהשם יש מקומוס באור, שלא נסייב שיופה, ולחושם לזה, רק כשיוכל לא בלדה יסד הרייסה, ולא כשיש שישים, ואין בזה לחשש של ביטל איסר, לחתחילה. מרדיק. So whether the חשש is that somebody disagrees, or the חשש is that your faith is not יובש, if it's related to a possibility of the הרייסה, you have to be מחמר. It's only related to the יסד הרבונם, because there's no שישים, whether it be Maimir or in Valdez Chathila, we have a right to rely on the fact that it's Yavish Ke'etz, and there's no problem by Yisr, the same as by Tumah. Adkan, the words of the of the Kiveger, as well as the no the Yehuda. Fine. Aval. We're now starting the very bottom of column one. Aval. Haprim God in the Sif Se Dasim and Kuv Gimel Sukkot Beis Nota Lomar. The Gam Shinis Yabesh Ka'et Yesh Olav Shem Basar Vadayin Isuro Olav. We discussed this last week. Well, Pe, we didn't have it. I read it to you from the Bali Ashulchan. Now we're going to see it here in bold relief in the Sefer Megillah Sefer. Column 2. Veheter Acholahu Shusha Basar Eino Nosin Botam Klal. Avla Basar Atzmo Avon Bachiloso Yovesh Efter the Mutter Men HaTor Mikom Mekom Em Chozar Venimoach Betavshil Yesh Bo'iz HaTor. Wow. V'zeh Matim, the Prima Gondim says later on in Kuf Gimel Im L'masha Kozah V'siv Seidas Kan V'siv Kod Lamed Gimel D'mai Yadei Bishol O Shehi HaMes L'Eis Chozar O'or V'nisrachech Yesh Lahachmir V'leser Es HaCholov. We spoke about this already last week. V'hayne Mishum Shenishar Olam Shem Yisur U'kshachozu Merakecho Chozer who lost his time. It's only a technical shortcoming. No time comes out. It's dry like wood. You soften it up again. Time comes out. It never lost its shame bosom. V'cheinu b'tshuva sachasam sofer. Hevi apiskei tshuva. We saw this last week in Pisca Tshuva Yotes. Remember that? The Ben Torah was broke. We're trying to find, remember that? Trying to find a parnosa for the broke Ben Torah. That was that one. Shim chozer misrachek dino kibosom mamish. Aber mir han no da bi huda mashma shaf im yachs ob is rake nisha hu betero lishitoso tayadeshen is yabesh poka mi meno is of the gamre look at the chavez das kuf gimel bedava she nifsa me achila poka meni suro af she chazer betikna achila harei ze mutter meredik what he's saying over here so far. There's a different dispute what how this yabesh eitz works. If it's Paka Yisuru Ligamre, it's not called Basar at all, even if you soften up later on, it's Mutter. But if the Pshat is no, it retains its Shem Basar. But if it's Sius, no liquid enzymes come out of it, so it's not a Maimon. Then if you soften it up again, it goes back to Yisuru. It never lost its Shem Basar, the Basar itself. Arbosa, you're all following me. This is Chazara, who we said briefly last week in Shiur. Uve MS Tzorich Beer. Look carefully. Uve MS Tzorich Beer. He has an interesting question. What's that? There a gam who kosav? Who was the prima gun? Vishara Tarovis. Chel a gimel perig vav dimasl odavar. She ochel she nifso meachilas odam. Vinafel a davachor fish vicho. Yesh la hatir. Tikfa poka she misuminei. Kedivicham as das. The Prima Gondim himself said that way. Umadua orsh nisyabesh v'chozer v'nisrache chozer l'isuro acha shekvar nisyabesh v'ein oror l'achilas odam. Meridik. It's a steer to Prima Gondim. In Shara Taruvis, he says, once it lost its shame, once it lost orsh nisyabesh v'achilas odam, lost its shame isur. Poka l'gamre, if he softened it again, doesn't matter. Het the gamma. Once it reached the status of Yibush, it's not Rolech Hilas Adam. But over here is Machmir. Here is Machmir of Prima Gondim. So the question becomes, the steer of Prima Gondim, in Shara Taruvis, where he is Megil, and in Simon Kuf Gimel, he's Machmir. A steer of Prima Gondim. Everyone follow the steer? What's it did if it became inedible, and it was solved and it became edible again? In one place it's Megil, one place it's Mach. Steer glue. Says the Megillah Sefer V'Nir Levar, Rechavaz Da Hashem Kosa, She Isur She Nifsal Me'achila. Look at this, very important. Abul Omeid Lekach She Yitak Nevoso, O She Yitak In Bo Dvorah Macher. Right now it's inedible, but it's meant to get become edible again, or it's meant to help and improve additional foods. In that kind of a case is the Holy Chavaz Das, who's the source of this whole thing. Av sha'achshav in a roll achila lo poka yisur mimenu. Even though it's inedible now, doesn't matter. What's its proof? V'lochein sa'or b'pesach osur b'achila rabosai. Sa'or is inedible. It's inedible. Sourdough. If you ask me, rabosai, I'll tell you a secret. I think dough is inedible. I'm told that they have dough. What, they have cookies and cream with the ice cream with dough? With, I don't understand people can eat dough. Okay. But no one can eat sourdough. That's mamish. That's completely inedible. So the question becomes, if the sour is inedible, why do we say that the sour is also b'achila? Torah said so. It's inedible. Says the Holy Megillah Sefer. Look what he says. It's meant to make the dough rise. That's the miracle of nature. The enzymes of sourdough are such that they make dough rise. The same thing. That's the var. They call it a chazanish, and you're there, some of you based in cotton time. It's inedible. You can't eat flour. Are you kidding? I buy 5 pounds of flour. I buy junk. I buy junk. Spend money. Good money on my flour. Because the flour is meant to be made into bread. Oh, in my house, more likely cake. Oh, let him eat cake. So, since it's meant to become bread or cake, so it's not, even though right now it's inedible, it's still a problem if it achieves something in the, what's called kemach shel tevel. Al pi zeh nireh lo ma'azok l'megillah sefer. Gam b'yor hakeva shemiyabshim oso v'kavona tchila al menas lahar b'tocho cholov. You dry out in order to make it, the rennet should make the milk turn into cheese. And therefore, if it's subsequently softened and the juices come out and make the milk of the cheese is asur. But in the case of the prima godem rabosai in Shara Tarovis, he's referring to a case where it became nifsal me'achila, not with the intention that it should become a food, or it should make other foods better. In that case, once it becomes inedible, it remains permissible forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I've got this beautiful excerpt. Everyone follow me so far? Now I'm going to give you a little tease. Sivkot and Yud Gimel in the Sefer Megillah Sefer. B'inyan achomer hanikra gelatin. Everyone heard gelatin in this room? Hamishamesh rabos betasiyas hamozon lahamed al yodo as hamacholim ulo tafkidim beguvonim. How do you make gelatin? Nasa b'derech klal me'atzamos yaveshos ke'etz u'me'oros mubodim shel nevelos u'behemes tmeyas ha'ovrim talech chimi. What does chimi mean?
Chemical.
Miyuchad ad shematzlichin lahafred es shar hachomim ha'nimtzoim ba'atzamos. He says it's a machloekas gedolei apostle. Chaim Moizer and the Chazon Yecheskel. Who wrote the Chazon Yecheskel? Yecheskel Abramsky. Wanted to have certain detail. Rav Moshe, he asked it, and the next page talks about the Minchas Yitzchak, who also asked it. So that's the question: is what's the status of gelatin? Now, I didn't want to copy the whole thing for you. It's the next few pages. I have the original in front of me. But I wanted to give you you see the topic. I'm going to read you a little bit of the argument back and forth when it comes to gelatin. I think you'll find it enlightening, but I didn't want to put everything on the machine. So we'll just, you have this as page Yud. I'm going to read you some highlights of the next two pages. Yud Aleph and Yud Beis and the Megillah Sefer. You can please look it up. Later I'll leave it in the base medish, take it downstairs and look it up tomorrow morning if you so desire. I just want to make more copies and a little introduction. Okay, Rabbi Osa, I'm going to give you some of the highlights. Some of the highlights. What's up, Chaim, as a basis of Sefer? Where it comes from? Look. It's Atzamos Koshos. You may remember, Rabbi Osai, we had over here in Siman Pei Zayin, a little Chazara, it was Siv Vov. Take a look. Siman Pei Zayin, Siv Vov. The discussion of bones. Not Vov. Siv. Siv Zayin. Thank you. Siv Zayin. Hamavashel Shlil B'chol of Chayim. What about Kushan? What about Kushan? So one could say on a simple level that Kushan is Hetagama. Kushan is Hetagama. They only answered what? They only answered Rakim. Where do you get an idea that there's no Issa Derabbanan? From the Gemara. Turn to the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, he quotes, Chulin, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Always have to see inside. Whatever we can see, we should try this. Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Ayin Zayin Amud Beis on the top. Is over here, below ba'or, below ba'atzamos. There's no tum at all. Doesn't say there's tum midrabon. They're not metame. Ain't metame tumas ochlin. Finish. No, not the raisa, not the rabbanon. So Reb Chaim Oizer and the Chazon Yecheskel both say, if it's not tumay midrabonon, it's not also to eat midrabonon. Look at that. Aye, the Rambam, Rabosai, has an Isser of Atzamos. That can be found if you have the Emishpat Amole. Look in the back. I think it should. I'm hoping it's going to be there. Okay, in a second, before you start looking, I'll look ahead. Whoa. One second, that was Macholos Asuris. In here. Yes, it's here. Please open up, we have the Emish Ben Amole, to page Hey. It's Macholas Asuris, Perik Dalid, Halacha Yudches. You have it? If your friend has it, look on with your friend. Or if you have a computer, look around directly. Macholas Asuris, Perik Dalid, Halacha Yudches. Ha'ochel min avelu trefa, o min behema v'chaya atmeh min ha'or, u min ha'atzamos, u min ha'gidin, min ha'karnayim, min ha'tlafayim, min ha'tziponayim, Shalom, Mkoma Shemvatis, Mem Adam, Shiyachu, Women Ashulia Shalahem, Abba Pishu Osur, or is a putter. If she elu Einon, Ruhuya Lachila, and it's starfin in my boss of the Kazakhs. It's putter. They say, wait a minute. The Rambam himself says Karnaim, we discussed this last week. It's only also the soft part of the Karnaim. If you cut it, the blood's going to come out. But the hard part of the Karnaim, the top, the shofar, it's over. As hard as a rock, it's not going to be a problem. So too they say, although Ram didn't say it explicitly, the atzamos that he's talking about over here must be referring to the equivalent of what he said when it comes to karnayim, what's called atzamos harakim. It's somewhat soft, but if it's a hard bone, the Rambam would agree that it's mutter, and they'll prove it to you. I think I may have showed this a little bit last week. Open up the Simen Tzadi Tes, Siv Alp, your day. Simen Tzadi Tes, Siv Alp. This is the Rias of Rabbi Chaim Oizer and Rabbi Chalon Yechezkel. By the way, is anybody in this room who relies on the Hashkovas that allow gelatin?
For parents from the old city in Yerushalayim,
Rabbi
Yaakov Peretz.
Is he
Sephardi?
I have certain leniencies over here, but OU would never allow it. Never allow it. But why not? Chaim Oizer, the God of Ador. Take a look at Simen Tzadi Tes. Simen Tzadi Tes. Simen Tzadi Tes. Sif Al. Chatichas nevela sheyesh b'bosor v'atzavos shenafel l'kederas heter. Atzmos ha'isur mitzdarfim in my heter l'matlisim. Unbelievable! Not only are the atzmos isur not osur, they count to do what? To diffuse the time of isur in them as well. Can you believe this? The atzmos isur count to the heter. Wow. Wow. Comes along the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, Yushalayim Erech HaRedis, and he says as follows. Come on, Rabbi Sai. The Rambam said Atzamas Rosa. He never said Atzamas Arakas. Don't put words into the Rambam. And that's my Rebbe was always like that. Don't put words into the Rambam. He said Atzamas. It means even cautious. I asked me Akasha, how can it be that the Atzamos are Mitzarev Levatlas Isser? No problem, says the Minchas Yitzchak. Look, he explains why. Shum she'ein poltos tam atzmi elarat bolos mi tam o iser v'lochein mitzarev zem levat. What's he saying over here? If you want to eat that bone, you're not allowed to. But the bone is hard, and the bone does not emit any taste of its own because it's so hard. But what the bone does do, it absorbs taste from what's near it. It absorbs but does not emit. Therefore, it can count towards 60 to the mevatel the time of the trefa in the pot. But can you eat that bone? Absolutely not. A remarkable word. It's enough to help diffuse and absorb some of the taste of it to make it bottle b'shishin. But it does not emit anything, so therefore it's good. But to eat it itself, absolutely not permissible. Fascinating. The truth is, the Shach sounds that way. You see, the reason we're learning this now, we're not up to Tzadi Test. We've got the Tzadi Test way until we get there. But it relates to Pei Zayin. That's why it has a Pei Zayin. Take a look, for example, in the Shach Pei Zayin Sivkot and Chavbeis. Open up, please. The Shach Pei Zayin Sivkot and Chavbeis. On that very Siv Zayin. Potter. There's a Shach. Hocha Nami Isura Mia Ika. Pashas is going on the entirety of the Siv. There is an Isur Derabana. Isura Mia Ika. Pashas is Pashup Shat away. Pashas is that it's Asim Derabana. And this is the source of the Rambam. Take a look at the Prima Godim on that very Shach. Siv Se Das Chav Beis. Yisura Miyayika. Hulashan Rambam. Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. Brais Tachulin. Kuf Yudal Amin Aleph. Rabbo said, I would have to. I mean, sort of. Take a look at Rabbo's side. Kuf Yudal Amin Aleph. Please turn. Kuf Yudal Amin Aleph. Hamavashel. Atzamos gidin kanayim plafayim da-da-da-da potter means potter avaloser. So when it comes to karnayim, yes, there's a mokar that karnayim, it depends where. That's why he only asks ikre karnayim, the mevatzis padam, not mevatzis padam. When it comes to atzamos, there's no such source, so therefore the impression of the Rambam is all atzamos are also b'drabon, every single one. All our summers are awesome in the Rabbanon. Finished. Now, it is true, because if you look at the Prima Gadim, HaMinchas Yaakov Kosa, the Atzamos are rocking as soon as Atzamos. Look in Tzadi Tess. For lo Avi knows here as Prima Gadim. The Kan Mashma, the Atzamos are Koshim, Nami Oshin, Bosa Bechalim in the Rabbanon. Him lo, we discussed once before, Shenomar, the Milas are rocking, Koi Nami Allah Thomas is Aino. Come on. What is it over here? Gidin Atzamos V'ikre Karnayim Utlafim Arakim. You get the impression it's only going on Karnayim and Tlafayim, not on Gidin and Atzamos. So therefore, he wants to answer it with those one of your matrix. It's a machlokas Gedolei Aposkim Atzamos Koshos, right over here in our own Simon Pei Zayin. So that's machlokas number one. Machlokas number one between Reb Chaim Oizer and the others. Does Siv Zayin, which asked that sum, is limited to Atzvas Koshim, Rakim, or is it part of Koshim as well? Any questions so far? Let's go on. The Sif Yud, today's Sif. When they take gelatin, if you want to go on the internet, right, in your computer, you can find how they make it. They take it and they make it into a powder. It's dried. It's dried. We saw the Ramah in Sif Yud. What did Ramah say? Ramah said, if it's Nisyabesh Ke'etz, come on, Nisyabesh Ke'etz, what did it say? Yab shnos of Nasa Ke'etz, Mama, etc. Mutter! So here too, they make the gelatin, it's dry like wood. Even if you'll tell me that the Atzamas in their original form of Yavesh, Koshas were Asa, they made it into wood. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, we spoke about over here. Rabbi Osai, who's ever eaten jello in his life? Raise your hand, ever eaten jello? Who's ever tasted wood in your jello? But they put in gel, it's like wood. Dry as wood. The answer is, whatever was dry as wood, it softened up at the end. We just discussed before. Chozer u'misrachech. We saw before that many poskim say, if it's softened again, it becomes usher all over again. So the gelatin, even if at one point in the process it was dry like wood, doesn't make a difference. According to these posts we spoke about earlier, it'll become usher all over again. Chozer u'misrachech. And we said before, Abosai, we said before that according to some authorities, even when it's Yomesh, it's usher. Because it's not no same time. So Rabosai, the case in the Ramah, they never ate the dried skin. Chas v'shalom. They used the dried skin to make the milk of the cheese. They pulled the dried skin out. But in gelatin, they don't pull the gelatin out. You're actually eating the gelatin. Therefore, it's much worse. More than that. Another interesting story. Interesting story. Listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. Rabosai, when HaKadosh Baruch created animals, and humans for that matter as well, he created meat soft and bones hard. That's, Rabosai, you're on the internet for this, right? Meat is soft and bones are hard. When you have something which is in its natural state of soft, and you make it hard like wood, that creates a head. Not in its natural state. But I take bones. Bones are naturally hard. And notwithstanding the fact that they're naturally hard, it's also the Rabbanim. That's the assumption. So make it dry as wood doesn't achieve anything. It was hard before it started. That's a fascinating svara to reject the hector of the Ramah here in Sif Yud with respect to gelatin. So we have so far two possible heterim. One, Atzamas Koshes, which many people say is good and other people say it's no good. People go it's no good. Two, Yomish Ke'etz, which is no good for two reasons, according to the Machmirim. Number one, that we say it's softened again. Number two, it started off hard, so make it hard like wood doesn't achieve anything. Comes up Chaim Oizer, he's not, he has more tricks up his sleeve. He has more tricks up his sleeve. When they take the bones, they put them into very powerful liquids. He compares it to sin, to lime. How much is it actually lime? And at that point in time, the Easter is Pukal Lagamri. And even though they later rinse it off, it still remains permissible. Wait a minute. Who said? You have it in front of you. You have it in front of you. Over the kach, the head doesn't apply. Even if prima donna was made elsewhere, if it's over the kach, the gel is part of the process, this head there doesn't apply. The Chaim Oizer comes with a fourth trick. This is Godel Ador, he has a fourth trick. His fourth trick is the Mefurish Gemara in the Sechta Tumura. Was who learned Afyarmi from the Tumura recently? I want to admit to that. Tzmura daf lamed aleph. Look at the Gemara, Tzmura daf lamed aleph. There the Gemara says, I have an egg. I have an egg, and the egg is found in the inside of a behema trefa, of an oaf trefa. Rabbi, may you eat that egg? Yes or no? Yes or no? Who knows the answer? Can you eat an egg from an oaf which is a trefa? Yes or no?
No.
So I don't eat it. I don't touch it. Guess what? All of a sudden, out of the egg comes what?
Chicken.
Little chick. What about that chick? Is that kosher? Is that treif? Says the Gemara, true Tamura Lamed Aleph, that is mutter. Mutter. Why? Because I know nothing. Maybe on the internet will tell you how it gets from the stage of an egg. To a stage of a little chick. But the Gemara is an expression that is Nisrachas La'afra Di'ara. In the in-between stage between the egg and the chick, it becomes so totally ruined like the dust of the earth. Here it's made to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his infinite wisdom made the system to work that way. For it to be an egg, which is delicious, then it becomes completely inedible, in order to turn into a chick, and it's mutter, so to a gelatin. I have the bones, whatever it may be, the bones would be awesome, but I put it into this lime, and I make it completely inedible, even if it's meant to turn into good gelatin to make jello, it should be mutter anyway. Problem is, we said before, it's not true. Many we show it, many posted it wasn't true. Kamz the Chazon Ish has the following fascinating idea. He says, you can't compare all changes. When something changes from an egg to a chicken, you've heard this expression in other contexts, so tell me, some of you may laugh when I say it to you. Ponim Chadoshos Bo Lekam. Where do you know the phrase Ponim Chadoshos from? Shevabros. It's a new face, a totally new entity. Before it was an egg, now it's a chicken, a new entity. That's why the Gemara in Tzemur Daf Lamed Aleph said it's permissible. It's not a continuation of the original state of Beitzus Treif. It's a totally new, and therefore then and only then do we say it was inedible and the in-between stage was Nisrach Afra Di'ara. Then we have a right to say it becomes permissible subsequently. As opposed to Kemach of Tevel. Yes, the Chazdush is Kekas. The flower of Tevel is inedible. But it's not a totally different Metzias. It started off as delicious kernels of wheat. Then you chopped it up into inedible flour. It's going to end up as seven-layer cake. It'll be delicious. So therefore, it's not Pana Chadoshes. So it would be Osir. What about gelatin? Is gelatin comparable to kernels of wheat, to flour, to seven-layer cake? Or is gelatin equivalent to an egg, and then dirt, use dirt, you know, it's Chazal's term, and then a chicken? Which one is it? So the Chazon Ish thinks that if you take a chemical process, you take out certain atoms, and change it completely chemically, and now it becomes gelatin to make something better texture, etc. If it's inedible in between, he thinks it would be ponim chadoshes. And Dayan Weissman said, I'm sorry, Chazon Ish, it's not ponim chadoshes. This is a matter of judgment. Right? You have two extreme cases. From an egg to a chicken is Panu Chadoshes for sure. It's a whole new breed. From Rabosai. From flour. Again, from wheat to flour to cake, it's only not Panu Chadoshes. From the bones to the inedible stage of processed bones which become gelatin. To the final product of jello, which is include that gelatin extract, that's a machloikis, is that ponim chadoshes, or is it not Tana Chadashos? So we have so far four heterim, all four are questionable. Just giving a summation. It's very important to get a summation of the Jelic mission. Now the fifth and I believe final heter of Reb Chaim Weizen. Fifth and final has to do, believe it or not, with some of you learned Daf Yomi. You want to learn Daf Yomi brachos? Anybody learn Daf Yomi? So you may have come across, if you learn with the, I mean, so the Tosfos, a Rosh, or a Rabbeinu Yonah, something called Musk. What's the Daf up to now? Lamites. You didn't get there yet. We'll get to it soon. Musk. Is that an English word, no?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell it?
M-U-S-K.
Musk. They spell it Mem Vav, either with a Samach or with a Sin, with a Kuf. Fascinating, this Musk. According to the Chazal, and the Rishonah, Rabbi Eliona, the Rosh quotes, if you want to go up in Brachos, Perek Vav, Simon Lamed. You're still in Perek Vav, right? You're almost there, you're almost there. He says it's blood which is transformed into this musk. It's mutter. Start off as blood. Blood is terrible. It underwent a complete transformation. It's mutter. What's his proof for both sides? Something fascinating. Honey. Honey. Honey has the ability to take things which fall into it and make them into honey. You can go on the internet and find out how that works. But it works. No one ever said they have to worry about honey, where everything from the honey came from. Ad kan Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, excuse me, Rabbeinu Yonah, your second is wrong, and your first may also be wrong. You bring the right foot down, I don't agree with the original din either. It's a machlok, it's the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah. Oh. The moment I'm wrong, Reish Tezayim quotes a Gemara in Bechorus. Amazing Gemara in Bechoros. The Gemara in Bechoros says, Dam Nechar V'Nasa Cholov. We don't know what this means in biology. Any biology majors here? That the blood, I translate the word Nechar, Achurim, becomes undone. It becomes muddy. I don't know if that's the way to say it. My Achurim is dirty. I don't know what I want to say. Ocho is the opposite of clarity. Ocho is muddy, like muddy water having brachas that you did on Daf Yomi, right? Mayim Achurim, you don't have to worry about the Dibur Rosa Erva. So Dav is somehow transformed into milk. And the Gemara is a Masechta Bechoros. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. What's a Chiddush? Eretz Zavas Chalav and Vash. We read it yesterday. Next week's parasha, the chiddush that it's mutter. Frekter Amogan Avraham, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the chiddush? It's obviously mutter, but they wouldn't need a chiddush. The same as the blood turned to musk is mutter without a pasuk, so too the blood that turned to milk is mutter without a pasuk. Why need a pasuk for? That's Amogan Avraham's kasha against the Rabbeinu Yonah. Wow. More than that, the kasha is raised from the one we just saw on both sides. Mar Tamura. You have an egg turns into a chicken. So the only reason why it's mutter is why? Because it became dirt in between. Nisrach Yafra the Alma. The Ara. Kodra Beniona, she's mutter for a different reason. The same way as blood that turns into musk is mutter, so too should an egg that turns into a chicken be mutter. These are the kashas of the Magad of Ramesh against the Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Chazon Ish is bothered by this. And he says, you know what? He says, the change from an egg to a chick is not so great. And therefore it's only permissible because it became Nisrach, not merely because it was Nishtar. That's a Chiddush Niflo. And then he says, don't take the Gemara of Bechoros literally. What are you kidding me? Blood becomes milk. It is, this is literally a metaphysical concept. I can't explain it physically. But I'll read you the words of the Chazal she quotes over here. He says as follows. Listen to this. This is amazing. I'll read you the words, but I don't want to read any other way. The words. He says, it doesn't mean that blood turns into milk. What does it mean? It means as follows. El Hadam nosen koach hiyuli l'cholov. Who knows what the word hiyuli is?
First Ramban.
Also, the Greeks said this term hiyuli, primordial matter. V'havi kiblat she'em gadloso. Woo! This is metaphysics. Says the Megillah Sefer, all these teirutzim because they understood the like as the Magen Avraham understood. But the Gra says the Magen Avraham forgot the Ran in Avodah Zarah Lamates. He forgot the Ran. What did he say? There the Ran says, Isur Shenis Ari B'drash, as the Gemara says in the Sefer Avodah Zarah Lamates, Misra Sari. The Ran explains, Lifnei Sheim Hofchim Lios Drash, Heim Miskalkalim V'nif Solem Me'achila. That's the source of Rabbeinu Yonah. So too by Musk. When it's Nishtane, it's Nifsal. And the Chasam Sofer is exactly the same thing. So then Rafakert, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying exactly the same thing as Tamura Laman Aleph. Not enough just to change. It has to get ruined. If it's ruined and then changed, then it's permissible. There's a riot from Tamura to Rabbeinu Yonah. The opposite of the Magen Avraham has the Kasha. The Bach says, even the Rosh agrees. But the Rosh is not sure of the Matthias. Who says that the blood is ruined before it converts into musk? But Aloha Lamaisi Rabosai, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, that the musk is mutter. So apparently we see that something which changes as nifsal is mutter. Question that become: how do you define the details thereof? How do you define the details thereof? It's going to be very relevant to discuss the halachas of what? Of gelatin, which is very, very important. And also some of those enzymes that we keep talking about. Did anybody see Rav Shapley's Maimer yet in Big Meratom? Look at it. Amazing, no? I really want to do it, but I'm not. If I get involved in that, I'll never get out. I'll never get out. But I'll just tell you one halacha lemaisa case, which I brought in special to show you. Believe that I have such a yetzer to learn Rav Shapley's Maimer. It's so beautiful, but I have to conquer my yetzer. I want to start tomorrow, the next sukkah, you know, it's in Peches. So, but this, believe that one day we'll get to it. It's a very beautiful moment. But I had a shayla this year on Pesach. My wife served mushrooms. And someone said to me, you can't have mushrooms on Pesach. Forget about it. Rabbi Blumenkrantz asked it.
So, else?
Okay. So I brought in a copy of Rabbi Blumenkrantz's statement on mushrooms. Commercially produced food mushrooms are rooted in rye grains. Then place the rye grains with the root of the mushrooms either into sawdust or wheat straw or well fermented whatever, manure. This place of growth is called the compost and is arranged on benches or on boxes. Since the compost may be wheat, this creates a shiloh. But the mushroom grown on wheat may be used on Pesach. There may be a terim, the rabbi's office. However, due to the Chumas Pesach, we suggest not to use mushrooms, even if they have Pesach supervision. Then he found, he calls the Yated Neman. Oh, April 2000. Hoda'ah. Gidula Pitriot, it's mushrooms. Nasa ba'ofen agorim lam lehechoshet kachomet gomur. Oh, it's gomor. Elam ken yesh alein hechshem musmach umahudar shenasev ofen miyuchad lepesach. And therefore, don't eat mushrooms. This is badat elech haredes, can't be used. Mushrooms grow on chametz. They don't grow on chametz. They grow on wheat. So I called up the OU. They're not machen for this. Why? As they put it, wheat also grows on wheat. I eat matzah and pesach. Grows on wheat.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, I have to tell you. But that's it. It grows on chametz. I mean, Blumen says it grows on wheat.
And the eunuch from the air, anyway.
Could be. Rabosai, I have more to say a little bit about tomorrow. I have one more thing to say before I actually get to the Simon Peches and then the El Sugis, Misiyad HaDeshmaya. We're almost there, and we'll start tomorrow, Misiyad HaDeshmaya. Let's be prepared for that. Okay.
Is the man still here?